from the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shigold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Hey, how good is this? Just a bit of a reminder about this. You can get notified when the latest show, our latest show, is available by downloading the new Listener app.
Great.
How good is that?
So you're just minding your own business and then bang, a little notification on your phone.
Yeah.
Oh, the Marty Shigold Show's ready.
It's arrived.
It's here.
It's here right now.
Let's rip into it.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder when people listen to it. What times it usually hit the old inbox?
It's about 10 o'clock.
10?
Yeah, on the Eastern... What is it? We worked this out. Australian Eastern Standard Time,
it's
is that
standard
right?
Standard now, yeah.
Yeah, because we've just
finished
the
saving
daylight. Yeah.
Time.
Saving time.
Yeah.
Saving? Singular?
It used to be D.
Saving. Daylight saving.
AEDT or AEST.
Yeah.
Mm. They're the time zones.
There we go. Good chat.
Mm. Yeah, pretty interesting so far. I hope it doesn't get any better.
You get some fun stuff on the podcast.
You really do. Yeah. You really do.
You can join the chat if you like. Slide into our DMs at Marty Shigold Show on Insta. What do you got for us, Will?
Please do. We've got Cal.
Cal.
He's just gone with a lot of esoteric references about the Marty Shigold Show.
Let's have a listen.
G'day, team. He didn't go with all the nicknames, which I was hoping for. Just listening to the full show dump from today while doing a full-on dump.
Oh.
Or should I say...
Is Cal actually doing poo and listening to us?
Or should I say just getting a guest from reception? nice callback.
Yeah, very nice.
That was our loosest podcast.
Yeah, that was when Matt was...
pooing.
Thanks.
He carries on. To touch on the poo talk from today, sometimes I prefer to poo at work. I didn't realise it was so poo heavy.
It's all poo heavy.
It means
haven't pre-read it.
Yeah, we'll skip that.
Yeah.
Love catching up on the pod all the way over here in Perth, just on the other side of Melton.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm all out of gear. Go Kangas from Cal, not Ben Fordham.
So go thank you.
Good on you, Cal.
He's a Kangas fan living in Perth. Surely not.
Yeah. Might have moved over there. Yeah. I don't have anything else from Cal.
Nah, good call.
Let us know, Cal, if you want messages back.
Or don't.
Let's start it. This is the Marty Shigold Show from Triple M.
All right. Am I talking about this American woman here?
Yeah.
What about this story from Charlotte, a North Carolina woman who grew up picking cotton, got married at 14. Mm-hmm. She went on to become the oldest living American. She was 115 or 116, depending on which census was accurate. She was the oldest living American. She passed away on Saturday.
At 115?
At 115 or 116.
Yeah.
She was married at the age of 14 and had the first of her 12 children at the age of 15.
Oh, wow.
She's gone on to have 68 grandchildren and 125 great-grandchildren and at least 120 great-great-grandchildren. What was this woman's name?
Hester Ford. It was at the top of the article.
Good on you, Hester.
Well done, Hester.
Valet.
Valet, Hester.
I wake up with...
Marty.
If you'd like to be a part of this, you need to register, martyshigoldshow.com.au, and most importantly, you need to answer your phone.
Stephen from Eltham answered his phone with I Wake Up With Marty yesterday.
That's and all he had to do.
He won himself the turntable, the speakers, and the stacks of wax.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exactly sure how many albums we get you, but, you know, you're getting something for nothing. So
yeah,
stop
exactly.
complaining, for Christ's sake. We've given away bar fridges as we continue to build the... man cave.
That's it.
Yeah. That's
and you've got to answer within four rings.
Four rings you've got. Who we got today, Troy?
We have Sam in Sky. Well, that's the first
Rang.
One. Yeah.
That's two for Sam.
Right.
I've got a bad feeling about Sam.
Hello.
Sam. It's Marty Shigold from the Marty Shigold Show. You're supposed to say I wake up with Marty.
I'm so sorry, Marty.
Don't apologise to me, Sam. I mean, yes, you've made a giant mistake. And, yeah, actually, you should apologise to me now that I've had a chance to think about it. How's your morning going, Sam? I feel like we woke you up.
You did.
Yeah. Were you thinking who... Were you, in your mind, were you like, who is this?
I was hoping it was Marty.
Oh, well, it is me.
It is Marty.
But you don't win a turntable. Well, that's what happens, Sharon, when these sorts of things go...
Sam.
Oh, my apologies, Sam.
Oh, no.
Have a lovely day, mate.
Oh, no.
Stand by to...
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
April 20, welcome to it.
Oh, yes, welcome to it, indeedy-dandy-do. Today is the 110th day of the year. That's a little bit of interesting trivia I've not seen on this sheet before.
We have done it once.
Oh, have we?
Yeah.
Oh.
Nearly a third of the way through.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Just under.
Just under.
Would you like those updates more? In the
future? I would okay. prefer okay. that.
Will, and how many days are left in the year? Sometimes they have that.
That's
there.
Fun, just yeah. to mix yeah. it up a bit. Or how many days till Christmas is always a good one.
Oh, yes.
Hey, we all love that one. Yes. 1611 on this day, cast your minds back. It was the first known performance of Shakespeare's tragedy Macbeth at the Globe Theatre.
They would have been listening to this in 1611, surely.
Why does it say recorded by Simon Forman? Which bit was recorded? Not the 1611 first version of Macbeth.
Maybe the person wrote it down. His name was Simon Forman. I have no idea.
Okay. He was an astrologer.
Mm.
Such a modern name.
Yeah, Simon Forman.
Yeah.
You don't think of him as a Shakespearean dude from the
1600s.
Not really. Ye olde Simon.
Simon. Mr. Forman.
Mr. Forman, can I have a tub of mead? 1948, New York City hikes the subway fare from 5 cents to 10 cents.
Subway, eat fresh.
Right.
They doubled it.
Subway, eat fresh.
Yeah, yum.
1976, George Harrison sings Lumberjack song with Monty Python.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. Sleeps all night.
When was that, 1976?
Ah.
My lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesdays, I go shopping and have buttered scones for tea.
That's probably enough of that.
It's a merciful. Great song.
Yeah.
Oh, you like it?
Yeah. It's 76.
Very funny.
Today, in other news, is International Cannabis Day.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high.
420, it's called. What's the significance of that number? I knew this once, but I've forgotten.
I thought it was like the police code or something.
Oh, it yes. could be, actually. That yes, was... that's ringing a bell now.
Something to do with hotel rooms? No?
Oh.
Where, I don't know.
One of those muddy origins.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll do it in fact check.
Okay, right. We will. Birthdays. Adolf Hitler would have been 132 today.
Happy birthday.
Not really.
It's a bit hard to say, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Debbie Flintoff King's turning 61.
Is she?
Yes. She is.
Good on you, Debbie. Have a great day. Oh, there's the first one back.
Just wonderful stuff from you.
Is she?
Yeah.
That's right. She's a jumper. I thought she was a swimmer.
The Marty Shugold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shugold Show. Triple M.
How's this for an awful story? We're asking the question, who bit you?
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
What happened?
Who bit you? This happens sometimes in sport and guys get 12 weeks. It was famously that St. George bloke, Graham, in the grand final, I think he was. Bit a bloke, got 12 weeks.
Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson. Look at you.
I know sport, guys.
Knowledge. You do know sport. Just when I think you...
I'm the sports guy.
When I think you don't know sport, you just drop a bit of Mike Tyson. Who bit you is the question we're asking after three 15-year-old girls have been arrested following a violent alleged attempted carjacking in which a woman was bitten and threatened with a screwdriver.
Charlie bit me.
Bit heavier than that one.
I reckon. Yeah.
What's going on with the youth?
Yeah, what is that about?
I fear for some youth.
Yeah.
The altercation took place at a shopping centre on High Street in Cranbourne.
Cranbourne.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went through.
It's one of those words.
Cranbourne.
No,
I say
Cranbourne. Apparently not Cranbourne.
Cranbourne. I go Cranbourne.
Cranny?
Cranbourne.
Cranbourne.
No, hang on. Cranbourne. You're saying,
now I don't know what I say.
You're saying Cranbourne. You're making it two
Cranbourne.
Words.
Yeah.
Cranbourne.
I grew up not far from there, and I just called it Cranbourne.
Cranbourne.
Yeah.
Is it not like Melbourne?
No, it's not.
Cranbourne. Oh, that's what's... Yeah.
That's what's confusing.
It's the O-U-R-N-E, yeah. isn't it?
Melbourne.
It was in Melbourne southeast yeah. on Sunday arvo. It will be alleged a 48-year-old woman from Clyde North was approached by the girls who attempted to steal her keys. How frightening.
Oh.
During the affray, the woman was allegedly bitten and threatened with a screwdriver before the trio fled. They were arrested shortly thereafter and have since been charged. All three were charged with attempted aggravated carjacking, armed robbery and assault with intent to rob. My God, these kids are 15.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Holy hell. Yeah. I hate these kind of stories when I hear about 15-year-old kids going off the rails.
Doing this sort of stuff.
Because, you know, and I'm not talking about this case specifically, but you don't have to look too hard at a 15-year-old to know that their parents are dead shits. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who's looking after these kids?
Yeah.
A lack of direction.
Absolutely. And there's lots of different reasons for that
lack
of direction.
Yeah.
You can have single parents busting a nut, you know, taking their eyes off the kids. But at some point, you have a responsibility to do the right thing by kids this age.
Yeah.
If you have any sort of emotional intelligence or indeed maturity. It's never ideal, is it, when you get bitten?
No.
I don't think I've ever been bitten by random, though. I think I've only ever been bitten in, you know, moments of...
Passion.
Passion. Are you biting me?
Don't look at me when you say that.
Good morning. Little nibble.
Lauren keeps looking at the floor, and fair enough.
Try these nuts.
James in Frankston South. Who bit you, James?
Good morning, guys. It was actually me that bit my little sister's fingers off. But actually, it was only a dream. It was my little dream. I was like about 10, she was 9.
What a dream.
No, it was a dream. So that ends that.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't a real bite.
A made up story.
If you'd bitten the fingers, what you've done is call us with your dreams.
Yeah, as fascinating as it was.
You know, if we ever do a dream phoner, the show's over.
Oh, no.
Tell us your dreams.
In South Oakley, who bit you, Ellen?
Look, there was a tiny, tiny little feral kitten that accidentally got caught in a possum cage at work. So I thought, look, it's a gorgeous little thing. I'll adopt it. Got a box, took it in a little room, picked it up out of the box. As I put my hand in there, it went Tasmanian devil up my arm. And it chewed me to bits.
Yeah.
And I swung my arm to try and get rid of it. Yeah. It was attached like a limpet, and it sprayed the walls with
stuff.
Yeah, something
gear.
Like the bobcat yesterday.
I was just going to say that man that had the bobcat attack his wife.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's Toby. What do you got?
Oh, hi. Yeah, I got bit by a bobcat.
Oh, Toby. Yeah.
Was this a dream too?
Out the back of Werribee, was it, Toby?
It was real. Yeah, it was in the back of Werribee. Near Anarchy.
That's a reference to yesterday when we were chatting about the bloke whose wife got attacked by the bobcat.
Oh, it might have been a dream then.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got to do a dream phoner, maybe. I mean, obviously, I'm joking.
We're going to go to your work site right now. Because
this
this week we are playing Suction and See to give you the chance to win a Karcher Tradie Vac.
Mm-hmm. Good vac, by the looks of it. We've got one in the office.
It's a great vac, the Karcher Tradie Vac. Takes whatever your job site can throw at it.
Straight off the bat, let's thank Karcher for being involved. Wonderful people. Karcher. Lauren's just returned in her high vis. Where's your helmet?
I couldn't find my hat.
It's not a helmet. It's a hard hat. But you should wear a helmet more often.
I should.
You look great in high vis.
Thanks.
We've got three contestants on the line. No, we don't. We've got two.
Two contestants.
Who have we got there, Troy?
Mark in Bond Beach and Kimberly from Cranbourne North. Cranbourne North, is that correct, Kimberly?
That's right.
There you go.
Oh! How are you, Mark?
Good.
Kimberly, how are you?
I'm good. I'm obsessed with your show. I'm so excited to be on
here. Are you, Kimberly? How wonderful.
Lauren, you would know me from Insta.
Yes, I was. I do.
What, is Kimberly an Instagram?
She's a big fan.
Friend of the show.
I'm weird. Yeah.
We love Kim.
Do we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good on you, Kim.
Stay on the line. I'll get your private details after this, Kimberly. Find an opportunity to catch up somewhere down the road.
I'll see you at your show in Melbourne.
Well, pigs to prove all of that, please, Kimberly.
You can catch up on the building site right now, though.
Absolutely we can. So the basic premise of this is I have three items in front of me. I'm going to suction it, and see, and then give you guys clues to see who can guess what I'm sucking and seeing.
Yes.
You're right, guys?
The first item, item number one.
Mm-hmm.
This is served hot, apparently.
Served hot, did you say?
Coffee.
Hang on.
Is that it?
No, I think they're ordered wrong.
One and two are swapped.
one and two as well.
You pair, honestly.
Oh, wow.
Jesus Christ almighty.
One job today.
One job. What did I say before the show?
We didn't have one job. We had plenty of jobs.
What did I say? Can suction and see be ready to go today, please, guys?
Yeah.
Do you feel like, and then feel like you've ticked that box?
35 seconds before it started, I went, suction and see. Yeah.
Let's start with number one again.
Yeah.
This is served hot, number one. I'm not tasting this.
No, you're not going to taste it?
No, I'm not. This isn't usually enjoyed by itself. These are the clues, guys,
yeah.
Mark and Kimberly.
Yeah.
If you think you know it, just shout it out. This comes in a powdered form, or you can make it from scratch.
Gravy.
Yes! Bam! Come on, Kimberly.
Best of three. Got to get this one right, Kimberly, to stay in the game, all right?
Beautifully done. All right.
Mm.
Item number two, which is indeed in the pack in front of me. Oh, it's item number three.
Number correctly?
No.
Of course.
I mean, how hard is it?
I'm sorry.
How hard is it?
One, two, three.
I would have thought so. Oh, what are you putting in one there? Oh, I'm going to put the gravy there.
I didn't see the sheet. I just poured things in willy-nilly.
Well, mate, you've got to have the sheet to put the thing together properly.
We're sorry, Mark and Kimberly.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We're not on holidays anymore.
No.
Item number two, and I almost read what it was. This is a snack food, guys, Mark and Kimberly.
Yep.
It's savoury, not sweet. You add boiling water to this before eating.
Kimberly?
Noodle?
Kimberly. Oh,
Kimberly said her name.
Sorry, is it noodle?
I'm going to give it to you, Kimberly.
Yeah, there you go.
Mark, I was.
No, I'm just giving it to you. No, Mark, stay out of it.
One
a piece. Kimberly, I was always going to give it to you, and I hope to God you win. And that's not saying anything bad about Mark.
No.
He's just not an Instagram friend of the show.
Maybe. Could be.
Item number three, which in the box in front of me is actually item number two.
Yeah.
In one of the most confusing box segments of all time.
This is for the win.
This
Mark
is for the win. Mark or Kimberly, just shout out what you think the item is. Don't worry about your name. It's a condiment. You'd see it at a Bunnings sausage sizzle.
Tomato sauce.
Oh.
Who? What was that?
What was that, Kimberly?
Tomato sauce.
Tomato sauce is wrong.
Is wrong. It has a sweet but also tangy taste. It's also
mustard.
Well, hang on. Really? I think you're out now, Kimberly.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Oh,
well, now
sorry.
You're swearing as well. Let's just give it to Mark.
You got the cartridge tradey back.
Oh, suction and sleep's going Mark. Well, isn't
yeah,
it?
We'll try again tomorrow.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Marty Sheargold. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Jury's Out.
It sure is.
Good opener, that one.
Great opener.
One of my favourites. Very solid voiceover.
It is.
We have three people joining us on the line as our jury this morning. Matthew's in Altona. Good morning, Matthew.
Morning, sir. How are we all?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Absolutely outstanding.
Concerned Cheers, about the downpour scheduled for 11 a.m. this morning, Matthew?
It's Tuesday, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good answer.
Tuesday.
That's right. Well, hang on there, Matthew. We need your help in a sec. Cheryl in Cranbourne.
Good morning.
Good morning, Cheryl. How are you going?
Very well, thank you.
You loving life?
Yeah, I'm loving life.
Had to think about
it. Yeah, I'm not convinced that you are loving life, Cheryl.
Well, I'm at work, I'm going to get a flu shot,
And going to what?
Get a flu shot.
Oh, you're rolling the dice on the vaccine.
No, flu shot.
Very different things. Yeah. Very different things.
Hang on there, Cheryl. All right. And Brendan.
Been around quite a while.
Oh, you're rolling the dice on the vaccine. No.
Red light, green light.
Flu shot. All right, Cheryl.
Brendan in Lynbrook is with us as well, part of our jury this morning.
Good morning, Judge. How are you?
How are you, Brendan?
Very well, thank you.
What's happening in your life? Anything exciting? Anything I need to know about?
No, I don't think so. Just pretty normal.
Did you do anything over the Easter long weekend?
Yes. Well, I went down to Rosebud with family for a couple of days.
Lovely. There you go. Yeah, I knew there was something happening for Brendan. Yes, I had to take the clock back a little while.
Hang on there, Brendan.
Here's the story.
Listen carefully, guys.
We're getting your opinion on this one. You are the jury. Tell me what you think. Here we go. An anonymous man from the US took to Reddit to ask if he was being unreasonable for not wanting his 19-year-old pregnant sister to live with him anymore after she stole his wife and son's belongings to make a little extra cash for her baby.
Whoa, okay.
The man explained that he took his sister, who's 4 months pregnant, in after she was kicked out by her partner and said he would help her with whatever she needed. Pretty standard up to here.
Yeah.
Their parents live on the other side of the country, and because she wanted to continue going to school, he kindly offered for her to move in. How old was she? Was she going to school?
19. Oh, okay. Maybe like a college or community college, uni or something.
Community college is big over there.
Mm. Yeah.
The brother claimed she had barely been living with him and his family for 2 months when his wife couldn't find her jewellery. Interesting.
Mystery starts.
Soon they noticed his watch, his wife's earrings, money from his wallet, and even his son's new shoes had disappeared. It didn't click for me until I noticed a few missing $20 bills from my wallet, says the anonymous man from Reddit.
Ouch.
He confronted his sister, who eventually confessed and said she wanted extra money for her baby. Really?
What?
What? You're stacking it away?
Yeah.
The father asked other Reddit users if he was being an a-hole for kicking her out after the theft because his parents had been berating him over his decision. But many agreed his sister was wrong to use her pregnancy as an excuse to steal. Mm. Should he have let her stay there? He ended up kicking her out. Let's go to Matthew in Altona. Has he done the right thing, Matthew, kicking her out?
100%.
100%.
Gone. Laters. Sorry.
No. 100%. Gone.
Do you remember Cheryl in Cranbourne?
Yep. She's gone.
Got to go, says Cheryl. Got to go.
Got to go. All right. And what about you, Brendan?
On your bike, sister.
Three from three. I don't think we've ever had three from three.
Not at all.
Good work, jury.
Well done.
Sense of America is what we're going to talk about here just quickly.
Mm.
What is going on in the United States?
It's a bit of a mess, isn't it?
It's an absolute disaster.
Maybe this sums up what's going on in America.
Fergie!
Stunning.
What a terrible day she had.
I actually like this.
Sounds like she's trying to start the car.
It's very endearing.
Is it? Or is it awful?
You think this is endearing?
That's awful. That bit's awful.
Yeah. The whole thing's awful.
She had a crack.
She did. She's trying to do something different.
But she's... You can't have a crack. You're Fergie doing the national anthem on television.
Well, they shouldn't have asked Fergie to do the national anthem on television.
That's not the day you have a crack.
Yeah. You have a crack at a birthday party.
Yeah,
bad.
That's right. You have a crack at a barbecue with your mates. Wow. It's like a talent star's suburban audition.
It is.
Hideous stuff. On Sunday, six people were shot dead in two separate shootings in Texas and Wisconsin, as I
changed
straight
gears.
Into it.
Mm.
Another suspect was arrested after a separate incident when three people were shot dead in the Arboretum area of Austin, Texas. Mass killings have claimed four or more American lives every week for the past 6 weeks.
What?
Leaving dozens dead and several injured. Gun violence archives, which define a mass shooting as when four or more people have been shot or killed, not including the shooter, say there's been a total of 151 mass shootings in the USA this year.
That is huge.
That's more than one mass shooting a day since the year began.
They're totally desensitized to this.
It's over four
over
people to be called a mass shooting,
yeah.
And they're averaging more than one a day.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
What is wrong with this country? In 2019, there were 417 mass shootings, up from 337 in 2018. They're projecting that they'll have over 500 mass shootings in the US this year.
But still no problems with having guns, obviously.
Oh.
They don't want to even deal with that, do they?
No, they can't. It says the total number of Americans killed by gun violence since the start of this year, whether it's unintentional, whether it's homicide, whatever, a death via a gun, is 5,594 people.
That is astounding.
Since the start of this year.
Mm. And what we were talking about this earlier today is 110 days we're into this year already.
Yeah.
It's astounding, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
What is it going to take?
They have a lot going on over there that they need to sort out.
Well, you know what it's going to take, and I heard a guy talking about this, is a lot more white guys to get killed by guns.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, Tuesday.
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M.
And so much sun around this morning, but it will change.
The sun has just streamed through our studio windows.
Actually, a beautiful looking morning outside.
It's bouncing off the apartment over the road.
Apartment life.
Yeah,
we haven't had an apartment life update for a while.
We've never done it on air.
That's right. It's always off air.
We always keep an eye on the apartments over the road.
Someone's moved into that one.
We saw a nude man there once. Remember that?
Yeah, there's a bit that's gone on there.
We recorded a jingle and have never played it on air.
No. Well, we'll get around to it. Plenty of time.
I want to do everything at once.
Plenty of time. We're asking the question now, how long did you wait?
133353.
How long have you waited for something? Years ago, my father got remarried many years ago, 20-odd years ago, and I was at the wedding in Canberra, and a bloke said to me, do you want me to whack you on the members' waiting list for the Sydney Cricket Ground? I lived in Melbourne.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, why not? I never thought a thing about it, but I used Dad's postal address because I was obviously living in group houses and whatnot.
Yeah.
So every few years a little update would arrive. Took me 11 and a half years to get my membership at the Sydney Cricket Ground.
That's a very long time.
I know the Melbourne Cricket Ground is, I would say, almost double that.
Don't you have to go on a birth or something?
Yeah. It's like 19 years or something.
Oh, the waiting list. Yeah. It's at least that long.
Mm. Yeah. How's this for a lovely little Melbourne story from a one-bedroom Brunswick apartment?
Mm-hmm.
It's Melbourne's most in-demand food experience. Classic Melbourne, isn't
it?
This sort of stuff.
We love
this
stuff
like a latte
Melbourne.
And a half avocado.
Perfect.
This is perfect for the town we live in.
Yeah.
Che is a tiny Korean restaurant that seats only six people. A little bit of Atmos.
Mm-hmm.
From the home of head chef Yong Eun Che and her husband Yuri Yoon. Yuri Yoon too. Keep it to yourself.
Six people.
How
intimate.
One menu in Brunswick. Che is fully booked until, wait for it, July, fully booked, and already has a 4,000 people wait list to get into Chai.
Well, hang on. That's going to take a long time before you get in there.
Well, what's 4,000 divided by 6?
That's what I mean.
Anyone got a calculator?
On my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, 4,000. Yeah.
That's like 666 recurring.
666.
Oh, that's the devil's number.
Oh, Jesus.
0.666.
Even more so.
So what is that? How many days?
What does that mean? Does that mean it's going to take 666 days before you get in? Yes,
nearly
it does.
2 years.
Yeah, nearly 2 years.
Wow.
Before you can go and eat at Chai.
Yeah.
That's if they're open 7 days a week.
Well, good call. I mean, they've got to have a day off.
Be longer.
I'm going to put my name down.
Oh, yeah?
Korean is my favourite food at the moment.
Is it?
Oh, it's delicious.
It's so good.
What's a Korean dish that I'd know?
They have this amazing, big, like, thick potato noodles that are amazing.
Yeah.
And they have this beef noodle dish, which is sensational, and fried chicken.
No, fried
they
chicken.
Love fried
I
chicken.
Love fried chicken.
And little mac and cheeses, corn and cheese, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, okay. It sounds nice. Che opened in late 2019 but flew under the radar due to COVID, with word of mouth largely behind the venue's sudden surge in popularity. Mm. Che doesn't plan to add more sittings. That's it. It's $59 per person for lunch or $69 for dinner, which includes about 5 to 6 courses without drinks.
That seems pretty good value for
great
those value. Courses.
$70 for 5 or 6 courses without drinks. Can you have a drink there?
You could drink water.
Water's
free, sure.
I am unfortunately out. What's the longest you waited for something? Took me 11 and a half years to get membership at the Sydney Cricket Ground.
COVID jab?
It's going to take vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
Flu shot? No, I mean vaccine.
Yes.
Vaccine could take, when do you reckon, under 50 white male?
Next year.
When am I looking at? Feb?
I reckon early next year. That's my tip. How long did you wait, David?
Still waiting, mate. 33 years for St Kilda to win the premiership.
Oh, David. Yeah, and they seem to promise so much and then deliver so little this year.
Yeah, thanks for rubbing that one in.
The SAS Australia cast has been revealed. Now, I did not watch a minute of this the last time it was on.
It's been on once before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Merrick Watts won it.
Yes.
Didn't he? Meza won.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Meza won.
Yep.
Lovely man, Merrick Watts, in other news. Channel 7 has announced the full cast of celebrities set to compete on season 2. There's plenty of athletes in the mix.
As you'd expect.
Let's go through them.
Oh, yeah.
Alicia Molik, tennis champion.
Oh, yeah?
Alicia. Bonnie Anderson, singer slash actress.
Now, that name doesn't ring a bell for me.
Bonnie Anderson. I think she did Christmas carols this year with Rob Mills and Anthony Kalia's boyfriend.
Oh, right.
And I think she was in Neighbours. She was in Neighbours.
She was in Naples.
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 She was in Naples when I was there a couple of years ago. Very, very good taxi driver.
Yeah.
Bryn Edelston. I'm saying first out.
Yes.
Bryn? Yeah. First out.
Okay.
I'm just putting a number next to her.
We should do tips on this.
Dan Ewing, I had to Google, and no apologies to Dan.
Was he on Home and Away?
No apologies, I just said. Yes. I meant apologies, Dan. Apologies.
Yeah, he was one of the Braxton brothers.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, was he? I remember. One of the River Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in there.
Yeah.
Emma Hassar, who Matt, we're describing as a...
Yeah, former politician.
Former politician.
She was disendorsed by Labor.
Disendorsed by Labor.
Following some staff complaints and media.
How long ago?
2016, was it?
Yeah, I don't remember her.
That's Emma. So she sounds like a barrel of laughs. Erin Holland, I had to Google as well. Never heard of her.
Mm-hmm.
Heath Shaw, we all know.
Yep.
Isabel Cornish. Isabel Necessary on a bike comes to mind, but that's a different thing.
That's totally different.
Oh, Matt got it.
Matt loved it.
Matt enjoyed that.
He loves all my jokes. He's paid to love my jokes.
Oh, I knew her sister was Abby Cornish. I was right.
Yeah, Abby Cornish is stunning.
Inside
so this
voice.
Is Isabel Cornish.
Yeah.
She's known for her television roles, particularly in Puberty Blues, short-lived Channel 10 series. And Home and Away. Oh, God, Home and Away. Struth. Christ almighty.
Quoting Elf?
It's launched lots of careers.
Oh, mate, don't start me on Home and Away.
Really?
Yana Pittman, dual Olympian.
Yeah.
Jessica Peris. I don't know Jessica Peris.
Is she an athlete?
Yes, she's a sprinter. That's what's written in front of me.
Yeah,
Jet Kenny, of course, from the Kenny clan.
Oh, he's going to be good on this.
He's stunning, isn't he, Jet Kenny? Yeah.
Yes,
stunning. John Stephenson, the 400-meter runner.
Yep.
Jessica Peris's parent is Nova Peris.
I knew it would be Nova Peris' knee bone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's her daughter, right? Okay.
Yeah,
she's a sprinter too. Kerry Podhaas, who we all remember from the Sydney Olympics, a beach volleyballer. Kobe Abberton, the bra boy.
What's he from?
He's a surfer.
Yeah, it's Kobe Abberton. He's one of the bra boys, isn't he?
What is a bra boy?
One of the Maroubra surfing guys.
Oh.
Yeah, that's him. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Is Kobe Abberton really doing this show?
He's on the list in
Will
front of
win?
Us.
Win?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
there I don't think your opinion of SAS Australia is what it like. It's a very hard show, I think. And it's
not the hardness of the show; it's the people. Manu Fidel, what's Manu doing in there?
Yeah, like you wouldn't think that he's got as much of a chance as these athletes.
Not unless they have a whole day of making stock,
bone broth.
The Puss, Mark Philippoussis, one of your favourites.
He's in there
Will.
As well.
Will thinks he's a legend.
Will has described him as a tennis great. We had to wind him back from that.
Yeah. Will.
Our old mate, Pete Murray. Pete Murray.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that sticks out to me, apart from Kobe Abberton, who's got a very checkered history, Sam Burgess.
Oh, he's in as well.
I don't know if now's the time to be putting Sam Burgess on national television, given the strife in his private life.
There's a bit going on there, isn't
there?
There's
a lot going on there.
Yeah. It's a big list.
It's a huge list.
And it's coming soon. No air date yet for season two.
Oh, well, mercifully, it's not on yet.
5 seconds. Stand by two.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
April 20, welcome to it. Here's some information for you while you're at work today.
Yes. Just a little bit of on this day.
Yeah.
110th day of the year.
It is too.
If you're playing along at home.
Yeah.
1902, Marie and Pierre Curie isolate the radioactive compound radium chloride.
Is this them?
Yeah.
Yes.
Back from 1902. Why are we
playing this song? Imagine Dragons.
Radioactive.
They say it, so here.
There it is.
Good festival band.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was
Saturday Arvos. It's our usual time slot.
Yeah. 1902.
1977, let's scoot ahead. Annie Hall, directed by Woody Allen, starring Woody Allen and Diane Keaton, is released and it goes on to win the Best Picture in 1978?
Yeah.
Correct.
Unbelievable. Where do we stand on Woody?
There is a new documentary out.
Yes, I haven't seen any of it.
No, I read some things, but I haven't. I'm interested to watch it.
Annie Hall's one of the few comedies to ever win Best Picture.
Yeah, what from else? Memory. What else has won?
I can't
what
think
other
of
comedies
one.
Have won?
I can put it in fact check.
That's a good one.
Put it in fact check. Today is International Cannabis Day. We talked about that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Miranda Kerr for birthdays is turning 38 today.
Oh, is she?
Carmen Electra is turning 48.
Carmen Electra.
I don't know.
Yeah, what's what it says on the screen?
This is not it.
Digital. Never heard of before.
Digital took the lead here.
Yeah.
Who was Carmen Electra married to? I've got a feeling she was married to a basketballer from the Bulls.
Oh,
Rodman.
Yeah. Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman. And previously Navarro,
yes,
the
was.
Guitarist.
Dave Navarro, Dennis Rodman.
Geez, you're good sometimes.
Yeah, just file them away. Just file them away. And unfortunately, in deaths at the age of 28 in 2018, Avicii passed away. Oh,
that was a sad day.
It really was. Not a well kid.
Yeah. Time for something new.
I'm nervous.
This is a new game.
Yeah, it is.
I had lunch with a dear old friend of mine, Tony, just before we went on holidays. And then we were having an end of team lunch that day as well. And Tony and I came and joined everyone. And Tony said, hey, have you guys ever thought about playing this game? And it's basically, you run through it. You're better at these things.
So we get given an artist. Yes. And we have to figure out what song of theirs is the most streamed song on Spotify.
Yeah, this is great.
Yep.
This was Tony's idea.
Yeah.
So we're going to work as a team, the three of us, Lauren, Will and myself. We have to get 3 out of 5 to pass.
Yeah. This could go until 9 o'clock.
It doesn't matter. We have to compromise and work as a team.
Yeah.
Can you three do this, by the way? We'll There's see. A lot of competition between the three
I'm
of you.
I'm a master of compromise. I've been in this business for years.
That's a very good point.
I think Tony said this game was inspired by the Ed Sheeran conversation we had a few months ago.
Right.
Yeah,
we were like banging on about. And the offspring.
And the offspring.
We've done this with a few different artists.
Yes. Okay. So now we're shaping it into something that the listeners can play along with
That's
in the
right.
car as they're staring ahead of them, moving nowhere on a Tuesday.
You as a team have to get 3 out of 5.
Come 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5.
Let
all right.
Nervous.
Are you ready to go?
Ready to go.
Don't let
okay.
me down.
What is the most streamed Bon Jovi song?
Living on a Prayer.
It has to be.
Well, it has to be.
Well, I will not accept another
Me neither.
Answer.
Well, let's just talk about a couple of other ones.
Okay.
Shot Through the Heart.
Yeah, Cowboy. What's the steel?
Nah.
What's
I'm
the,
a cowboy.
We're mucking around.
On a steel
it's
horse, all right?
It's Living on a Prayer.
All right.
It has to be Living on a Prayer.
We'll lock in Living on a Prayer.
Living on a Prayer. Yeah. And it is.
Come on.
Yes! What?
I love it.
I tried to inject some interest in it.
Yeah, okay.
Marty, you're team captain, so we'll direct their answers
yep.
to you.
Yeah, I feel good as team captain.
You lock the answer in. You're like the top family member on Family Feud.
Yeah. I'm the heaviest.
Survey
says 100 kilos.
Maddie is working the scoreboard magnificently behind me as well. All right, here's the next one. What is the most streamed Eskimo Joe song on Spotify?
It'd be Black Fingernails.
Oh, yeah, probably is.
That's the only one I know.
What about From the
Sarah,
Sea?
From the Sea was pretty big. A good song.
You're locking
it's,
in.
But again, it's we're mucking around. It's Black Fingernails.
I think Black Fingernails because it's the only one I know.
Troy, we'd like to lock in Black Fingernails.
Survey says.
That's it.
Red Wine is half of the title.
Black Fingernails, Red Wine.
Two from two so far. Well done.
Right. We only got to get one more.
One more.
It's be a very short game.
Yeah.
No, but it's a fun game.
Yeah, it is.
This seemed much harder at the pub.
Yeah.
Well, because we were blind drunk.
Yes, that's true.
Just a couple of relaxing drinks.
Black Fingernails and red wine.
All right. Next one. What is the most streamed Foo Fighters song?
Now, this is good harder. One. The best.
Times Like These.
Everlong. It'd have to be Everlong, wouldn't it?
Massive Foo Fighters. I'm going to leave this one up to you guys. I'm going to trust you.
Monkey Wrench. I'm going to go Times Like These. That's my... Oh,
I reckon Everlong.
Oh, The Pretender.
The Pretender was big, but I still think Everlong.
I'm happy to go with Everlong. Lauren?
Yep.
We're going to lock in Everlong.
Well, you're locked in the right one.
Oh! Three from three.
We work better as a team.
Wow. How about that as a concept?
I don't know if I want to do it for everything.
No.
I'm sure you don't want to do it for everything.
Did you see this on the news last night that a big bird costume was stolen from an Adelaide circus?
I did see this.
This is awful.
It's worth a lot of money, too.
It's $160,000 worth of big bird. It's made from actual ostrich feathers. Police are investigating the theft from Benython Park. Sunday arvo, Monday morning. I think they had to break in, cut padlocks and all sorts of stuff and get it out of the cage and... Bolt cutters have been used to access the costume.
They really wanted to steal it.
I know. It's 213 centimetres. What's that in feet and inches?
2 metres.
Seven foot. 7 foot big bird costume.
That is not an easy thing to steal.
It's not an easy thing to hide, is it?
Or hide, yeah.
He lost some feathers as he's gone.
Everyone's going to know you're the person who's got the big bird. It's going to be very hard to sit on that big bird costume.
Surely there'd be some feathers that would like just be left behind.
There were.
Behind.
There were feathers.
Yeah, trail.
Found on nearby Port Road. They've come especially from New York. It's a touring show.
That's Big Bird that was just in a song.
Well, just Big Bird talks, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Is he a bloke, Big Bird?
I think so. That's him.
There he is. Yeah. You love this show.
Wah, 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 wah.
You would still watch
sounds like you.
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M.
I just want to get the facts. I want the facts. I'll give you the facts.
Fact check.
Oh, this is really, really
fast. Loz.
Yes.
Taking us through the mistakes from this morning show.
Not so many.
Nah.
Oh.
Nah.
I'm pretty good.
Been very good lately. We're 2 days back in, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The wheels will fall off at some point.
Absolutely. I look forward to that.
Me too.
I don't. today, though, is 420 day.
Yeah, now where did we end up with this? This is World Cannabis Day.
Yes, because of the date.
Because
in America, it's 420.
What do you mean? Like, it's the 20th of the 4th.
20th of April.
Right.
They reverse that.
Oh, yeah, they do too.
And that's simply the reason?
No.
No.
So some say, like Will did, that it's code among police officers.
Yeah, I thought that's what it was.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Some note that it's because of Hitler's birthday, which is also today.
Well, that's ridiculous. Some go as far. Why would World Cannabis Day be Hitler's birthday?
Maybe he loved to smoke.
Mm. Okay. The suggestion is he was a massive methamphetamines freak.
Mm. And some go as far as to cite Bob Dylan's song Rainy Day Women, number 12 and 35, because 12 multiplied by 35 equals 420.
Well, that's ludicrous.
But that's all false. The most credible story, and it has witnesses involved, dates to 1971. Five students at San Rafael High School in Marin County, California, would meet at 4:20 every day by a statue of chemist Louis Pasteur to partake. They chose that specific time because extracurricular activities had ended, and the group became known as the Waldos because they met by a wall and they would say 420 to each other as code for marijuana.
I don't believe that.
That's the most credible thing.
Who says?
Time magazine and lots of other different sources.
Okay. Well,
that's a credible
source.
Yeah. Time magazine.
I still think if it's code 420.
It's not.
I just, that was like the urban myth that I'd heard.
Oh, well, thanks for your
Time magazine, that's a good
sort. Yeah, Time, yeah.
Let's go with Time.
Yeah.
Well, that's it.
What's the police code for marijuana? Is there such a thing?
Oh, police code.
I love a live Google.
This is what happens now that the world's got Google.
Yeah, you can find it.
You can't ask a question and not have it answered.
That's right. Yeah, you can find out in real time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you're Lauren.
It's just so many things.
All right, don't worry about it. What else you got for fact check?
Comedies that have won Best Picture.
Oh, this is interesting.
Yeah, we thought surely Annie Hall isn't the only full-on comedy that's won.
Yeah.
But it seems that it might be. There's others that have comedic elements, like The Artist.
The Artist.
Shakespeare in Love, that is just...
Travesty.
The fact that won.
Shakespeare in Love, yeah.
Shakespeare in Love beat Saving Private Ryan.
That was a victory for the Weinsteins.
Yes, yeah. Massive. Other films, It Happened One Night in 1934.
Oh, yeah.
You Can't Take It With You, 1938.
Oh, big. The 30s were big for comedies.
Yeah. Going My Way in 1944, a musical comedy.
Mm-hmm.
The Sting, though, which you said is
the Sting,
not.
The Sting was with Tom Cruise and.
Oh, no, this is 1973.
Oh. Who was in that?
The Sting.
Going back to Google.
We're running early, aren't we?
Paul Newman, Robert Redford.
Paul Newman, Robert Redford, The Sting. Is it a comedy? I suppose.
Yeah. You happy with that fact?
And the police code for marijuana use is 212.
No, it's 212. Not really a 420, is it?
Not at all.
The Marty Shigold Show. Mucking around, having a bit of fun. Triple M.